April 6th, 2021. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Internet Anonymous. I am your host, Megan Emily, and a lot has happened in the last 4.5 months. I was going to do daily December. I managed to do one day of that, and it 100% just, life got in the way. And by life, I mean I was working a lot. I was doing a lot of OT in December. And then after December, little by little, just kind of buckled down and kept working and working and working. And realizing I might need a little bit more help than I thought. And so I started going to therapy. And that's been interesting. I want to talk about something today, guys. Today I want to talk about being hard on yourself. And I'm talking from my own perspective here. I'm not talking from anybody else's perspective. I am my own worst enemy. I do beat myself up over the little things, and I do get frustrated with myself on a daily, and I am constantly fighting a battle with my anxiety, with my depression, with my ADD, with my body dysmorphic disorder, with my binge eating disorder, and it's a lot. It's a lot to handle. And sometimes they all attack me at once. And sometimes everything is quiet. Sorry, tired. It's late in the day. I've been up since 5. There's some things that if you don't know anybody with mental health issues, then you may not totally know this and you may not totally understand it. There are two ways to help somebody when they're in a, what do I want to call it, an episode? It's not an episode, but when they're down on themselves. You can, one, be a matter of fact, which is the most productive way to help them. Or you could feed into it, which isn't going to help them at all. When you are a matter of fact with somebody, so when you're straightforward, when you're just is what it is, here's it is, I'm going to lay it all on the table for you. First of all, you're not, you shouldn't be feeding into their sadness or their anxiety. Second of all, you gotta do it in a way that isn't going to trigger more of it, I guess. So you can't, like, scream at them. You can't yell, you can't, you know, you can't, you have to be calm, okay? There we go. You have to be calm. Kind of like my tone of voice right now. It's very calm, very, it's not monotone, but it's just very mellowed out, I guess. Because if I wanted to right now, I could totally be over the top and loud and crazy as my usual self. But I'm not going to. Why, you ask? Because I'm outside. And there's neighbors and people walking their pets and children everywhere, and we're not gonna scare the neighborhood. Even though I've lived here for, like, you know, like 4 years now. I don't fucking know. Excuse me, I'm yawning all day. With that being said, my brain's not thinking. Shoot. Alright, I'm gonna pause this real quick while I think. Hold up. Alright, I'm back. I figured it out. So, like I was saying, I am my own worst enemy, okay? I am very hard on myself. I beat myself up constantly. And at this point in life, I am feeling like I can't do anything right. Everything I do, I'm failing at. You know, I'm having trouble saving money. I'm having trouble getting healthier. I'm having trouble, you know, paying bills. And really, for me, what this comes down to is I'm either going to have to I'm either going to have to get a second job and risk burnout. Or I'm just going to have to deal with it and keep going. Granted, stopping was never an option and never will be an option for me. I'm not the type of person that just stops. Do I wallow in self-pity? Yeah. A lot, actually. But am I going to stop? Oh, hell no. First of all, your girl don't stop. Your girl don't stop. Let me tell you something. First of all, my name is Megan Emily. Y'all know that. I say it at the beginning of every episode. But as in Megan Emily, my favorite quality in myself is that I have the endurance to keep going. Even though it may not seem decided a long time ago that I was done proving myself to others, and now I am working on proving myself to myself and loving myself. And I know that the people in my direct circle have had enough of my bullshit. They are so sick of me, but it makes me happy to know that they're still by me. I still have them to turn to if I need to. But I also feel bad because I know a lot of them have gotten the brunt of my episodes. And I never wanted that to be the case. I never wanted, you know, me to be too much for people. I never wanted that. I am just learning how to have a healthier mind, and sometimes the unhealthy creeps back up on you, you know? I mean, I have a couple friends where the basis of us being friends and starting to hang out started with me having a breakdown. Or one, or two, maybe three. You know, you get the point. And I look back and I feel bad that that's how the friendship started. Because now that we're not friends, it makes sense why. And I don't want to say I was the whole problem, because obviously, yeah, me having breakdowns is a problem, and it does not only affect me, but it affects other people as well. But, you know, there's other things that played into the downfall of a friendship, but really, we started on a base of a friendship that just wasn't solid, and I think that's why a lot of my friends in my life have, you know, we've quietly drifted apart from each other. I'll say that. Oh God, it's a beautiful day. Sorry, guys. Just letting the sun hit my face for a minute. If my friends and family ever listen to this, I don't know who listens to these. I appreciate all of you who do listen. But if my family and my close friends listen to this, just know that I am sorry that I haven't learned how to control my mind yet. I am sorry that I'm still learning how to process my emotions in a way that's not only healthy for me, but healthy for the others around me. I'm sorry a lot of you get the wrath of it, but I'm working on it. Even if it doesn't feel like I am, even if it doesn't look like I am, I promise you, trust me, I am working on it. I got myself into a sticky situation last year. I quit school. I broke up with my now ex-boyfriend. I lost my job. Then I went through four other jobs until I found Planet Fitness. Three other jobs? Four. Anyway. And at the same time, I didn't really have a lot of friends. So, I felt alone. And then I got a little overexcited when I started to have friends again, because I was finally at a place in my work life where I felt good. I felt like I was learning something, and like I wasn't. How long? I don't know. I don't know where this stopped. Okay, hold on. All right, I'll be honest. I hit stop because I looked down at my phone and I saw that it had stopped recording. But then I got confused because I was like, wait, I don't remember hitting stop. And now I cannot remember for the life of me what I was just talking about. So that's fun. Welcome to my life. That's what I do. Anyway, they're probably just like, why don't you just go back and listen to what you just said? I can't. I don't know how to work this app. So, yeah. Anyway. How do I even get back? We're gonna circle back around. One of my biggest flaws is I ruminate on my negative thoughts, which is quite unfortunate because when I talk to other people, and I am very caring towards other people, I will be as optimistic as I possibly can. But with myself, for some reason, I am extremely negative. And it's not good. I laugh, but it's like nervous laughter. It's really not good. It is what it is, guys. I have a lot of self-work to do, and I'm pretty sure, everybody in this world has some work they could do on themselves, whether it's their emotional maturity or, how they see the world. Because I do see the world with a very positive outlook. I just need to work on seeing myself with a positive outlook and learn to love myself so I don't do things that will negatively affect the other people in my life, because I think I really stress some people out. And I'm sorry for that. Really, I don't really have much else to say, which is probably a lie, because I'm probably gonna stop recording and think of a bazillion other things I could have said or should have said. So if that happens, I'll probably record another episode. Yeah, I don't know really what else to say. If you're still tuning in to Internet Anonymous, even after that long break, thank you. I greatly appreciate you. Don't forget, you can search Megan Emily on YouTube, or Anonymous Productions on YouTube, and you can find me on Twitter for the same stuff, Megan Emily, or Internet Anonymous, across the board. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I know it's kind of all over the place, but you get the general topic. So have a beautiful day, and Love yourself and others, because it's important. Bye, guys.